It's here and now, and we want to go back to today's top story, an historic ruling, the Supreme Court legalizing gay marriage nationwide, ruling 5-4 in Obergefell v. Hodges that the Constitution does guarantee all same-sex couples the right to marry everywhere in the U.S. Doug Hallward-Driemeier was one of two attorneys, Mary Bonanno the other, who argued the case before the Supreme Court and won. And Doug, first of all, your reaction today when this ruling came down?
Well, we were thrilled, as you can imagine. It is a terrific day. It's a terrific day for gay and lesbian couples. It's a terrific day for all Americans.
Well, as you well know, there were four dissents, actually, and one scathing from Antonin Scalia, who pretty much said he doesn't care who marries whom. He doesn't think it's constitutional, but also that he worries that who is ruling him, almost asking who is the boss of him. As an American, he said, you know, how can you have nine justices ruling 350 million people? Your thoughts?
Well, the fundamental right to marry has been recognized by the court for more than half a century. The court held in 1967 that the states could not prevent interracial couples from marrying. They've held that prisoners cannot be prevented from marrying. They've held that someone cannot be prevented from marrying because they're back, not up to date on their child support. The fundamental nature of the right has already been recognized. So it was just a question whether these marriages of same-sex couples are indeed marriages in the constitutional sense. And I'm thrilled that the court, a majority of the court, recognized that they are.
We've already spoken to people who represent different groups opposing gay marriage, and they say that they still feel that this decision today violates their religious rights to not, for instance, recognize someone else's same-sex marriage. Do you see this ever going back to the court?
No, I don't. First of all, let's be clear that there are many religious people who celebrate today's ruling. In fact, the bells will be ringing from the steeples of many, many churches across the nation and synagogues. People will be celebrating with their co-congregationalists about the right to be able to celebrate and recognize the equal value of those marriages. The fact that some people, based on their religious views, would not recognize such marriages is certainly their prerogative.
Unless, of course, they make wedding cakes.
Well, it's their prerogative not to want to recognize it. Whether they can deny if they offer themselves out to the public for public services, deny those services to some people because of their sexual orientation is a different question from religious liberty, I think.
Well, we're going to be hearing from places where, as you say, people are already queuing up to get marriage licenses. But Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood has announced that gay marriages cannot take place immediately in that state. So do you foresee a bit of a bumpy road?
I don't think that there will be much of a bumpy road. The court's decision could not be clearer that the Constitution does not permit a state to deny same-sex couples the right to marry on the same terms as opposite-sex couples, nor does it allow a state to deny recognition to a marriage made out of state simply because the spouses are of the same sex.
What do you think? I mean, a lot of people listening to the arguments early on did not think that this was going to be the outcome. They were a little nervous. Were you?
Well, the questions at oral argument reflected, as they always do, that the justices are giving great care and consideration to the arguments before them. The cases that the court hears are indeed the ones in which the courts of appeals have been divided. So there are always close arguments that could be made. But I was always confident that the court's precedent was very clearly, squarely on our side, that the court has recognized the fundamental nature of marriage, that it has recognized the equal dignity of gay and lesbian individuals. It has recognized that same-sex couples, once they've been married, that those marriages count just as the marriages of opposite-sex couples do. So I was very confident that if the court just followed the logic of that precedent, they would have to get to this point, and I'm thrilled that they did.
Yeah, and how is your client today? He is symbolic, of course, Jim Obergefell. What's been the reaction there?
Well, Jim is rightfully extremely proud that the battle that he and his husband, John, began before John passed away has reached the Supreme Court and has played such a huge part in making America a better place. Of course, it's sad that that John is not here to share that moment with Jim, but it is sweet vindication for Jim that their marriage is entitled to the same respect and that he will have that last measure of dignity to have John's death certificate reflect the fact that he was a married man and that Jim was his husband.
That's Doug Hallward-Driemeier, one of two attorneys, Mary Bonanno being the other, who argued the same-sex marriage case before the Supreme Court today and won along with their client. And Doug, that's very powerful because you think of the people who did not live to see this day. Was there a moment in court when you thought, this is the moment, I've made the argument?
Yes, I felt that in the argument on April 28th, in the last few minutes of the argument, the court, perhaps because they were tired out, but they gave me some time, and I used that time to speak very specifically about our plaintiffs and what this meant for their lives and the lives of their families, the lives of their children, and I felt. And in fact, our plaintiffs, my clients, felt that it was so important that their stories had been heard. And I think we see in Justice Kennedy's opinion today evidence that he did hear that, and he did appreciate, and the court, the majority of the court, understood that these are wonderful people, and they're not seeking to demean marriage. They seek marriage because they understand its value and they understand how important and fundamental it is to building their lives and the lives of their families.
Again, Doug Hallward-Driemeier, who defended the gay marriage or same-sex marriage side in today's Supreme Court decision. Doug, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. So good to talk with you.
You too.